up and over the wall. Today, we are glad to have Mr. Diego Ma, a parkour instructor, to introduce parkour to us. Mr. Ma is passionate about the sport. He lives and breathes parkour. Since discovering parkour a few years ago, he has devoted most of his time to perfecting his skill in the sport. To say he's fanatical about parkour is a bit of an understatement. He hopes today's speech will spark off some interest in the sport that has taken over his life. Let us welcome Mr. Diego Ma. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Diego Ma, and I'm a professional parkour instructor. Parkour? I can already see a puzzled expression on some of your faces. Please bear with me. All will become very clear during the next few exciting minutes. I have been doing parkour for the past 4 years, and it's no exaggeration to say that it has changed my life and made me a different, fitter, and much more positive person. Parkour, or free running, is the fastest growing sport in the world. Parkour video clips are on the list of most watched YouTube videos. Hollywood movie studios have now cottoned on to the appeal of parkour, and a friend of mine has just been paid a fortune to act as a parkour advisor in a blockbuster that is due in cinemas next year. But the most important thing about the sport is that anyone can do it, and the only equipment you need is a pair of trainers. But despite its growing popularity, many people, including most of you here, have never heard of parkour. What exactly is it? It's a sport in which an individual, you or I, try to move as quickly and efficiently as possible from point A to point B, getting past obstacles in the way. Safety, of course, is important in parkour. If a terrain looks safe, use it. Is there a wall in front of you? Get over it the best you can. Is there a rubbish bin? Don't run round it, leap over it. A person doing parkour uses his body and surroundings to move himself forward, no matter what is in the way. Parkour involves running, climbing, swinging, jumping, vaulting, rolling, and much more. If a movement is suitable for the situation, it is used. Although parkour can be done on a specially constructed obstacle course, it is best practiced in urban spaces such as streets and parks. Parkour requires you to see your environment in a new way, imagine and work out all the potential ways of moving around it. Parkour involves a whole host of mind and body benefits. During my time practicing the sport, I have seen my balance, strength, endurance, spatial awareness, and creativity improve. I believe I have become a better person. Unlike most sports, parkour is non-competitive. It encourages individuals to concentrate on and develop their own abilities. There isn't a right and wrong way of doing parkour. There aren't any rules that dictate a certain way of moving. The very opposite. Someone learning parkour is encouraged to work at his or her own pace and move in ways that best suit their style. If you are interested in stepping out of your comfort zone, then parkour is a sport for you. But firstly, you should start from the basic movements. Many professional parkour practitioners have been undergoing years of study and practice. If a novice just follows suit and jumps from building to building, it could lead to serious injuries or even death. A parkour instructor will first teach you how to jump properly on a flat surface with high knees and a straight back. Then you may learn how to leap and hang on to walls or vault headfirst over an obstacle. You will acquire the necessary skills for doing this sport safely from the instructor. To conclude, if practiced with care, parkour is a sport about fun, developing physical skills, and improving on mental and spiritual well-being. It is also a brilliant way of making friends. I hope what I've said has been of some interest to you. Thank you.